Township of McKellar Committee of Adjustment Meeting of March 19th, 2024, to order. Start with roll call.
Morley Haskam.
Nick Ryland.
Reg Moore.
Debbie Zulak.
Mike Haffernan.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Britton.
Chair David Moore. Have Resolution 24-01, moved by Debbie Zulak, second by Mike Haffernan, that the Committee of Adjustment Meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Any discussion of that agenda? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And Resolution 24-02, moved by Councilor Morley Haskam, second by Debbie Zulak. Committee of Adjustment Minutes from the December 5th, 2023 meeting are accepted as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, you're here for application A/01/2024, Volsager, and I'll read the resolution first of all, and then we'll have discussion. Start with that, I guess. Yeah, 24-03, moved by Nick Ryland, second by Reg Moore. Be it resolved, the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/01/2024, Volsager, to permit relief of one accessory building. Garage private on the ground level with sleeping cabin on the second story, to have an increased height from 5 meters as regulated in Schedule B of Bylaw 95-12 as amended to 6.712 meters, resulting in a relief of 1.712 meters. All other applicable sections of Bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. I ask the Secretary Treasurer if any correspondence received on this particular application.
No letters or related correspondence was received.
Okay, and notice was provided?
Notice was provided on March 8th by mail, post sale of the property, and notice on the township's website.
Okay, thank you. Ask, first of all, to the applicant, I believe the applicant's online. If you have maybe muted?
Yeah, no, I'm
here, yes.
Yes, okay. We've opened the meeting and we've read the resolution. I'm just wondering if you have any comments on your application.
No, I don't have any comments. I did go over it with Chris Bordelow, and I guess there's a little bit of an interpretation issue. Basically, what happens is, I guess, the 5 meter rule is an average of the actual soffit, the lower soffit to the peak, and in actuality, if you take that measurement, I'm maybe 0.2 or 0.3 over the 5 meters, but because there's a dormer that I'm putting on to gain a little bit of, let's say, more usable space in the sleeping area on the second level, the dormer, now Chris says that the dormer soffit is what has to be used rather than the lower soffit above the actual overhead door. And hence, it increases the height. The actual building or the structure height has not changed, but I guess it's interpretation as to where you take the measurements from. So, but I mean, listen, that's why I'm there with, for a minor variance. So I'll leave it with you people.
Okay, thank you. So the actual relief of 1.712 meters is still in place then?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay. Any comments from the members of the committee? Right.
So the height that's requested is 6.712 meters, and the actual height on the drawings to the midpoint of the roof is 5.15 meters. I guess it's the interpretation of the zoning bylaw We don't have a copy of the zoning bylaw here with the interpretation for height in it.
I'll go grab it.
So it's in the definitions currently.
You just want the definition of height?
Yeah.
Definition of height means when used with reference to a building, the vertical distance between the average grade at the front of the building and, in the case of A, a flat roof, the highest point of the roof surface or a parapet, whichever is greater, B, a mansard roof. These are new building terms for me.
That's a parapet.
The deck roof line, C, a gable hip or gambrel roof, the mean distance between the eaves and the ridge, and D, an A-frame construction, 1.5 times the mean distance between the eaves and the ridge.
So it's measured at the front of the building, and the front is, it doesn't say the front yard, it says the front of the building, so the front is the doors where you drive in, so you have to measure at that front. So I guess the deciding factor is it 50% of the main roof or a little dormer that's attached where you measure to?
Well, I think Chris used the mid on the dormer.
And we don't have that measurement. That's the problem I have. You can't find that measurement anywhere on your drawing, can you?
No, that's on the other backside.
Hard to read the drawing.
Hmm?
Mine is really hard to read.
Yeah, they're, I went through it for the third and I can't find that measurement on the drawings anywhere. There's no cross section for the front of the building, so I don't think you'll find that measurement.
So, are you suggesting that that relief may or may not be appropriate?
Whenever you look at the perspective drawings, if you look at the front elevation, which is what we're dealing with.
Right.
So.
Which one have you got?
The front elevation.
Okay.
So that's where you take your measurement, is halfway between the eave and the peak. So the definition says that it's the mean distance between the eave and the peak. The cross section drawing that we were provided shows that distance halfway between the eave and the peak of the main roof. The applicant has said that the chief building official says the measurement is taken from the eave of that little dormer, halfway between it and the peak of that dormer.
Which drawing is that?
That's all on the front elevation.
Yeah, but you're referencing another drawing, right? Okay. So we get those figures?
No, oh yes, on the cross section.
Right.
Yeah. And that cross section is the right elevation on the same page as the front elevation. That's where that cross section is taken from. So I guess the question is the measurement that the applicant is saying, the chief building official has told him that he has to apply for, is that distance there? The height definition in the building or in the zoning bylaw says the mean distance between the eave and the peak of the gable roof. So I guess in this instance, which distance do you take? Is it the big part of the roof or that little dormer?
Which one's greater? Would you not take the one that's greater? Just to be safe?
Yeah, but if we allow the applicant a variance of 6.172 meters, once we've done that variance, there's nothing stopping him from coming back with a new design showing an gable or the main roof being 6.172 meters. That's what he's allowed then.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's already talked to the CBO.
Yeah. So that's the way he's interpreted it, obviously. So it's just that we weren't given that height on any drawing. You can't find it anywhere.
Right. Like, we're sort of in an interesting situation. He's already got advice from the CBO, and the CBO is the one who issues the building permit.
Right. I'm just going to ask the applicant. Bernie, this is Reg Tom. We're talking.
Sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Bernie, this is Reg Moore.
Is that Reg Moore?
Yes.
Oh boy, long time no see, Reg. Yeah.
So the whenever you talk to Chris,
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
It's got a button there.
From with if you use Harley's mic, it would be good for Bernie.
Okay, should be able to hear you now.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
How's that?
Much better.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever you talk to Chris, where did he get that measurement of 6.172 meters? Did he scale the drawing that you provided him?
No, I actually gave him a full set of drawings that were done already. So if I do the calculation again, when you look at the actual bylaw, it says the mean from the eave to the peak.
Right.
So the question becomes is, what eave do you use? Like, the main eave around the whole building is just above the actual overhead door. So it's probably around, I have the measurements. The main eave is probably around, I think it was about 5.75 meters, okay? And then the peak is at 8.12. So if you take the average, he's saying it's 6.94, where I say the actual eave is at 2.97, and the peak is still at 8.12. That's an average of 5.54. I mean, that's my calculation. The question becomes is, which eave do you use? If you use, in actuality, the structure itself, is the overall peak height is not changing. Okay, it still remains at 8.12. The question is the average, where do you take it from? From the upper eave or the lower eave? Now, the lower eave is an eave that's right around the entire building. The upper eave is again, it's a dormer, it's a partial dormer. So again, according to Chris, he says it's interpretation, but I use the upper eave, and then again, as a result, it brings you to 1.712 meters above, according to his calculation. So I guess it's really interpretation. The overall structure is still 8.12 meters high. The question becomes is, where do you take that average from? The lower eave or the upper eave?
Okay, thanks, Bernie. So I would suggest that we submit the drawings as a Schedule A to the variance, and that'll resolve it maybe, because then it shows the actual design of the building.
So it would say in as a condition that it be as close as possible to the submitted drawings? Is that, we've done that before, something to that effect?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah, that, I guess that's what it should say, yeah.
Substantially the same as
yeah.
The...
Yeah. That's another thing to clean up in the zoning.
Yeah. Well, there are quite a few, and no
yeah.
matter how much you clean it up, there's
yeah.
always
yeah.
something else.
Do you have a specific drawing you want as the schedule?
The only drawing that shows a decent picture of the...
You might... Did Chris by chance provide you with any drawings?
I can get the drawings from Chris.
That's what these are.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
These are just a smaller scale of what Chris had?
Yeah.
So there is no cross-section through the front of the building. So there won't be any height for that eave on there, or that mean distance on there.
All right, I can send you the drawings by email.
Sure.
Would that help you there, like in terms of right now?
Yeah, I will attach the drawings after as a Schedule A, but if you want to send that, that's great. Thank you.
I will. I can do that.
Do you know if there's just the two section, three section plans, Bernie?
Sorry?
Do you know if there's just three section plans?
I've basically given the full set of architectural drawings. So it'll be, it's elevations, it's sections, it's everything.
Yeah, so the ones we have show three sections. So there is no cross section from the front of the building, which is the garage door. So do you have
okay,
that?
Hang on 1 second. Well, look, actually, I'll open them. I didn't realize you had them, Margaret. Just give you 1 second.
And Reg,
okay.
What did
three, I'm using three screens here, so the cursor doesn't like going around.
So that's the line that Chris is using there.
But then what
the
would you say
that we
about
were given is here.
It substantially having to be the same as...
Actually, Reg.
Yes.
The, if I recall, if you look at one of the sections, and again, I wrote this stuff down. The finished second floor is at 10'9 5/8" when you look at through the section.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, so the eave, that bottom line is the floor is comprised of an 11'7/8" plus 3/4" plywood. So if you take that off of 10'9 5/8", you're at 9.75 feet. So that would be the lower soffit above the overhead doors, because I got an 8-foot door, okay?
So
the soffit would be at 9.75, which is equates to 2.97 meters. That's the lower soffit.
So before you go through all this, Bernie, on that drawing that you're just talking about, just a second, before, that's on section B, right? Right in the bottom left-hand corner, it shows section B.
Here, so hang on, let me see if I can, I don't know why my cursor is not going to where I want it to go. You know, I apologize, but again, I can't pull up, for some reason, I can't pull up the section on my screen. Oh, you know what? Hold on. I can't get the cursor in here. Anyway, sorry, I apologize. So your lower soffit basically is at 2.97, and the peak is 8.12. If you take the average of those two, it's 5.54. That's my calculation.
So Bernie, the section B that was provided with for us as the committee shows a midpoint of the roof on there of 18 feet, 1 1/8 inches, which is 5.515 meters. So
okay,
it does,
so
does show that midpoint
of 5.54.
Okay, so it does show that right on the drawings that we were provided. So I don't think there's an issue there. The thing is that the measurement we are using is not on these drawings anywhere.
Yeah, so
172.
Again, I guess what Chris is doing is he's taken those drawings there show you the average again between the eave and the peak, which basically is what the bylaw says. But Chris is saying he's interpreting it from the upper eave. Now that upper eave, I can get it put on the drawing. But he's taking it from the upper eave to the peak and then taking that average. And hence, instead of being like 0.5 meters above the allowable 5, he's saying it's 1.7. But again, the overall structure is no different in height. It still remains 8.12, which is 26.7 3/4.
Yeah.
It's really interpretation, really. And the thing is unfortunately, like if you don't put that dormer up top, with the limited space of 350 square feet for a second sleeping dwelling, you lose all kinds of headroom in 350 square feet, and you know it's almost useless. They actually did one on Burnett's. I think it's like 260 or something. Just recently, it's a blue one. They did the same thing. They have the same type of bunked out dormer.
Thanks, Bernie. So I think all we have to do on these drawings is just put a line there, 6.17.
Okay.
That's where the measurement's taken. So don't
even need like a statement, just have that as the schedule with the image?
Yeah, I think I had that in there too.
So is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to initial and then give it to Nick?
Further questions? Mike?
From here.
the amendment is adding Schedule A to Resolution 24-03, and the full set of architectural drawings would be attached, and the height must be substantially the same as applied for. Any discussion of that amendment?
Yeah. So I think we should change the drawing to show that on there.
Okay, well, changing the drawing, then it won't be as applied for, huh? If we're changing what was submitted, so that's a concern.
That's what I was saying at the beginning. There is no measurement on there anywhere on the drawings.
So I can attach this as the image?
Yeah, you can keep that.
Right, sure. So how am I changing this one? So instead of must be the same, the mean distance, write that statement in instead?
I think so.
And we'll have to identify the drawing that applies to this, even though it will be attached.
So this would be the front elevation as named here, right?
Yeah.
But on this page that says front and right elevations, Schedule 2.
This is the right elevation.
No, I understand. No,
yeah.
But all I'm saying is that
we
would need to refer to this to make it this page of the combined document,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and it does say front and right, and I get that, but this is right, that's the front. And other than this one is on another angle. This one is perhaps more helpful, but only perhaps. Looks nice. Yeah, it's funny, but yeah.
Maybe I wrote it wrong.
Hopefully you can read it.
Yeah, that should have been even peak, not even rear.
So, you can change it.
I thought maybe I wrote it wrong. What I wrote.
Up the dormer to the average grade, 6.172. Okay, so I guess we should initial there too. And I guess we can erase that because we got rid of that. Okay. Do you want
you
that
can
back?
The drawing because I took a picture of it.
Sure.
So that's fine.
Sure. There you go.
Okay, the amendment to the amendment. We have Schedule A added to Resolution 24-03, and it's referring to the front and right elevation drawing. And the mean distance between the eave and the peak of the dormer, the average grade is 6.172 meters. How does that sound, Rich?
Okay, guys, I was just able to pull up my drawing. So if I take a look at the sections, yeah, so when you look at sheet 9, I'm not sure if you have sheet 9.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so when you take a look at sheet 9, it gives you the upper floor elevation of 10'9 5/8", right? And like I said, if you start doing the calculation, the actual soffit is down at 9.75 feet,
yeah.
which is 2.97 meters.
What
you're
saying
is that if you take basically that,
yeah, this is what he was saying,
0.97 and the peak at 8, which is 26.734, which is 8.12,
yeah.
you get an average of about 5.54. And I guess she put 18.1 and 1/8. So 18.1 and 1/8. So if you go 1 divided by 8 equals plus 1 equals divided by 12 equals plus 18 equals divided by 3.28 of weight, that's 5.51 meters. That's per the drawing, okay? However, when you go to section, or sheet 8, Sheet 8 gives you the dormer elevation of 10 foot 9 and 5 eighths plus 8 foot 1 and 1 eighth.
I can't see that.
Okay. So that basically now is, so 10 foot 9.
I'm looking over
so
here.
That,
yeah,
brings
okay.
to 18 point, that brings it to 18.89 feet. By 3.2808, that means it's 5.75 meters. So again, according to Chris, he's taking the average of, instead of what the original 2.9781.28112, he's taking it as 5.75 and 8.12. The average of that is 6.94, which is a difference of actually 1.9. But I'm not quite sure where he got the 1.7 from. So I guess we're really, guys, it's interpretation. But my point is the overall structure height still remains the same.
Well, I guess this is the dormer here, right? On this outline?
No, that's an end elevation.
Yep, you're right.
The down should be right here.
I know, but I don't see it on any of these drawings.
Yeah, I think everything's okay, Bernie, but we still don't see a dormer on that drawing.
Well, the dormer, actually the section, okay, sheet number 8 is the section through the dormer.
Yeah, there's no dormer showing on there.
Sorry?
There's no dormer showing on there.
There's no, I can't hear you.
There's no dormer showing on that drawing.
Yeah.
It should be on the
dormer. Hold on a second. So when you look at that drawing, sheet number 8?
Yeah.
If you go back to sheet number 2, which is the front
yeah,
elevation.
The one you liked, yeah.
That's what they call the dormer. That's that dormer there. So that dimension on that one sheet is that eave up there.
Yeah, that's not a dormer. That's the gable roof of the main building. The dormer is what's out on the side, on the left side.
Well, okay, well then the dormer is even lower, the other one there. The little peak dormer to the right of it, that's even lower then.
So there is no dormer shown on sheet
maybe
number 8.
Where, maybe, that may be very well where you took the actual elevation from. Because, like I said, if I take that other, again, interpretation as to what the dormer is, but there's the peak dormer, and then there's the other dormer that matches up with the main peak. The little peak dormer, the soffit is actually lower. There's no section through it, correct?
Yeah.
But that actual soffit is lower than that other dormer with the actual roofs. With their windows coming out of it. So that may be the discrepancy that I'm talking about, where I had an average of like 6.94, he has 6.72. He may have taken it to that small door where the soffit's a little bit lower.
I think he would have, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But again, it's an interpretation as to which soffit you take. I mean, I guess, Maybe the definition might have to be changed for future reference. I'm not sure. To avoid any confusion.
So we're leaving 6.172 or to 6.1929?
No, he said that's where
okay.
Chris measured to.
Well, it should be 6.712.
Yeah, that's what the resolution says.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote
that. Another amendment.
100.
Want us to initial that too?
I wrote it backwards today. I wrote it wrong on the drawing.
Well, you got the drawing.
Oh, yeah.
Six
it does
say
6.7.
You've initialed enough times, I think.
I know.
Yeah, I guess we're covered. Anyways, because it's referring to these drawings anyway.
Right.
basically. So as long as these drawings aren't changed,
you'll have to take another
this
picture,
minor
right?
variance.
No,
because
he didn't change anything, right?
Yeah,
yeah, we did, because he wrote it wrong. He reversed the two numbers.
Send it back, Bill. Well, we're okay with the resolution, though?
Read it.
Yeah.
6.7. Great. Well, we already got our initials. We can initial the initials if you want, but... But it is consistent with what the resolution originally said. Sorry.
So we vote first of all on the amendment. Call the question. All those in favor? And opposed? And on the amended resolution, 24-03, all those in favor? And opposed? Carried. It's all been approved. We're just signing the decision, the sheet.
We'll put it this way, Reg, I'm not sure if you've been out there, but you see the disaster across the road from me?
Yes, I was there the other day and seen it. I don't know what's going on there.
now it's for sale.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah, I mean, those curtains and foundations are garbage. I mean, there's like literally no plan over there. Sad. And the fact that they cut all the trees down, my God.
Yeah, I wondered why he built down the hole, too.
Well, that's another story.
Okay, resolution 24-04, moved by Reg Moore, second by Nick Ryland. The Committee of Adjustment does now adjourn. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, the meeting is adjourned, and thank you for attending, and hopefully we have everything straightened out.
So it appears we're good.